Good morning.
What's Fletcher Cox's status?
Day by day, honestly. He's doing well. He's progressing, and we'll see where he is later today. I'm going to rest him today.
Doug, you're facing off against a guy who's likely going to Canton and Larry Fitzgerald. He's leading them in receiving. Have you seen any drop from him? And if so, how do you go about defending?
He is a tremendous receiver. He's a pro's pro. The way he prepares himself during the week to play at this, you know, where he is in his career is a great testament to him. And seems like he keeps getting better. You know, he's very steady in what he does. Had the huge catch last week in overtime for the win for them. And having those guys on your team, you know, obviously gives your quarterback a lot of confidence, and that's kind of the go-to guy. And we got our work cut out for us defensively, obviously, because they also have some speed guys that can roll. So, it'll be a big test, but he's a tremendous player. A lot of respect for him.
Are Corey Graham and Jalen Watkins ready to practice yet?
Yes, actually, they will both go through practice today and see where they are. We're going to limit them in practice, but they'll go through it today.
How big would it be if Corey's able to come back, and then it gives you the flexibility with Malcolm and put him down the slide against?
Yeah, you know, we're starting to get some guys back here this week, but it'd be a huge benefit to the defense to get Corey in there, see how he is today, and it does give Malcolm some flexibility to move down into the box and play some nickel if need to.
Is Tim Jernigan hurt at all?
Tim Jernigan?
Yeah.
I'm going to rest him today. He's got a left heel contusion, so I'm going to rest him today.
You've talked a lot, and players have too, the last few games about the maturity level, winning close games, winning on the road. You know, last season after a quick start, you know, you guys kind of stumbled. Do you think you're better prepared to handle the success early on in the season than you were last year with Carson in year two and having a more mature team?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the guys have really embraced that from last year. They learned from that, obviously. You know, the resiliency, as I mentioned the other day about the football team. You know, and you got great leaders on the team, too, both offensively and defensively. And you know, these guys – is it perfect? Is it a perfect 3-1? No. And we got a lot of work to do, obviously. And the guys understand that. And the guys want to be coached. They want to be coached hard. So, I want them to hold me accountable. I'll hold them accountable. And we just keep plugging away. And hopefully we can stack a few wins together here in the next couple weeks.
So will you do anything different this week with an eye on a short week next week as far as, you know, rotations or practice, or is that something you just deal with next week?
No, you know, I can't worry about next week right now. We're just focused on Arizona and getting ready to play this week.
Is Jernigan in jeopardy of missing this game?
No, not at all. Not at all.
The players obviously are aware it's 3 games in 12 days, so how do you handle that part, obviously being a former player, the physical toll that takes?
Well, part of the process, for me, was giving them an extra day yesterday to rest and basically just come in and still get treatment and get a lift in yesterday and take some more time. You know, it is a challenge. It's the nature of our game. You know, being able to long West Coast trip to, you know, it's fortunate it's a home game, but then we're back on the road for a short Thursday night. So it's the nature of the beast. We just got to prepare the same. And guys have got to do a great job of recovery and making sure that they're as close to 100%, you know, on game day.
Hey, Doug, back in the summer, Flip talked about Carson Palmer. He had him in Oakland. He said he was the most fundamentally sound quarterback he's ever seen, he's ever had. When you're preparing for a guy like that, do you ever also use it as a teaching tool for Carson? Just because he is so sound in everything he does?
Yeah, I think one of the things that Flip does, particularly in the off season, is he makes cut-ups of all the veteran quarterbacks around the league who are, you know, sort of technicians with fundamentals and have played a lot of games in this league, and you know, and then he has a chance to show them to our quarterbacks, and it's just all teaching tools, and you know, you pick the good, you find the things that apply to our guy, to Carson. And you just show him on tape, and that way he has an idea when he goes out to practice in OTAs or training camp that, hey, you know, this is what we're trying to get accomplished, and he has a visual of that in his head. So it's great to show, you know, I've done that in my past, You know, I've shown clips of Montana and Favre and Marino and some of the greats that I have played this game just as teaching tools and aids for the quarterbacks I coached.
Did you have a chance to watch the film and think on it? Is the left guard rotation going to stay the same, or do you want to stick with one guy?
It's really worked out well, actually. Both guys, you know, we don't miss a beat when either one of them is in there. And, you know, like I said on Monday, I mean, you know, Chance's strengths are Wiz's weaknesses, and Wiz's strengths are Chance's weaknesses. So they really feed off of each other, and they don't miss a beat. So we'll continue the same plan.
A year ago this time, Lane Johnson was starting his 10 years since his suspension. He'll be here. What kind of a difference do you think he'll make?
Well, you know, it's definitely a huge difference, because, you know, we were shuffling guys, and it not only disrupted one spot, but it disrupted two spots a year ago. And keeping our guys consistent and, you know, even with the rotation, keeping them in there playing is beneficial. Gives your quarterback, obviously, that comfort level of knowing that, you know, and our two tackles have played extremely well in the first four games. And, you know, it's huge for our offense to keep those guys rolling. And in Lane's case, and I think he's in his mind, you know, he's prepared himself, you know, for 16 games, and he's doing everything the right way, and you know, playing well because of it.
What is Ronald Darby able to do physically at this point, and do you have a sense of just how close he is to a return?
I mean, he's getting there, obviously. You know, he's we'll continue with the rehab this week and get him moving a little bit more. I mean, he's on schedule, you know. But you know, with the severity of the injury, as you saw in the Washington game, it's just going to take time.
So once you get past the 6-game mark, I mean, is that when you guys are expecting?
That's what, you know, kind of the target deadline, you know, if there is one. But I'm not going to hold it as a hard deadline. I'm not going to put them in a box. You know, these things take time. It's a, you know, you saw the replay and you saw the ankle. So it's just takes time.
What's Sidney Jones? After he had the surgery, they said 4 to 6 months, six probably being a little more realistic. The surgery is March, which means that in September, within that 6-month mark, when he comes off the NFI, it'll then be 7 months. Do you anticipate that he's going to be ready to go when he comes off NFI, and how long do you think it might take for him to assimilate into the defense once he does?
Well, that's a lot of questions. You know, again, with Sidney, he is progressing, obviously. And as I've said all along, you know, there's really no timetable for him. We just want to make sure that he's 100%. But, you know, you look down the road, there's not only the health issue, but getting into football shape too, you know. I mean, even to be ready to play. So I'm not gonna stand here and give you a timetable exactly, because he's another one that we've said all along that we want to make sure that he's 100% before we put him out there.
Looking at LeGarrette Blount's workload, how much do you factor in that you want this guy to be fresh down the stretch in November and December? What is that not coming to play at all?
Well, I think with the way we've been rotating our backs, I think it keeps them all kind of fresh, you know, and I think that's going to be, you know, the way we approach the run game each and every week, and it has been. And, you know, he seems to, just like the game, he seems to get better as the game goes along. So, you know, it's all about how he recovers, how he takes care of himself during the week, and then how he prepares, even his own conditioning, aside from what we do at practice, that will help him the later we get into the season.
Is there anything about LeGarrette that surprised you as a guy that you haven't really been around him much?
Vision and balance. Great vision to see the hole, to see second level defenders move in front of him, and then the balance that once he does get hit or hit on his legs to stay moving and stay. You see the balance with the arm on the ground, and then him being able to pop up, or the balance with maybe just you know, picking his feet up in the hole, are the things that I've seen that have really been impressive for a big guy.
So there was a sequence in the Giants game where, you know, Carson biked and he throws a pass to Zach, drops it, and he's imploring you guys on the sideline to run it again, run the same play again. Is that a sign of his maturity? Is that something you want to see from a second-year quarterback?
It's a sign of maturity, and it is. I mean, yes, to answer the question. It is a sign of maturity. It's also a sign of, you know, confidence in the receiver again to come right back to it. And then to be able to, you know, even just change the formation and run the same play on the spot, you know, from the sideline and the guys being able to handle it are all things that second year you want to see and have seen from the guys.
What are your impressions of Arizona's defense?
Well, I tell you, it's an attack style defense. You know, it's unfortunate with Golden now being out, but he has been up to this point a tremendous pass rusher, and Chandler Jones on the other side. These two guys, again, it's no, you know, it seems like every week we have these challenges with these pass rushers, but it's unfortunate that Golden will be missed. You know, Dansby's a guy that gets guys lined up on the back end. Patrick Peterson, you know, by far one of the top corners that we'll face all season long. And just really, it's an attack style. I mean, this is a pressure-packed defense, very similar to Spags, you know, in New York style. And this front is aggressive, and they're big. And again, our work's cut out for us. It definitely comes down to execution and both run and pass.
Passing game right now. I mean, the running game's been going really well the last couple of weeks. When you look at the passing game, do you feel like you've reached your peak yet, or do you feel like there's a lot of room to grow here with, you know, Carson and Alshon and Torrey and everything?
I still think there's plenty of room, you know, to grow and get better. You know, we got to get better in the red zone, obviously, and the big red zone particularly. And, you know, part of that's the passing game in that area. We just got to continue to work, keep detailing it, find not only unique but creative ways to move our guys around and create the matchups that are favorable for us. But the way we've been able to run the ball the last couple of weeks, too, has taken a little bit of the pressure off of us having to throw the ball as many times that you don't want to. So it's a little of both, but there is a lot of work yet to do. Okay? Thanks, guys.
Sorry.